Hey, Crime Capsule fans. It's your host, Benjamin here. We hope you enjoyed our recent series on Lost Cities, featuring Peggy Jackson-Walls, Mark Lardis, and Genevieve Johansson. There's nothing we love more than digging into the forgotten stories of the past and bringing those to light in fresh, new ways. Which is why we're going to do the exact same thing to celebrate our biggest milestone yet, our 100th episode. That's right, we can hardly believe it, but Crime Capsule is turning 100. With a full century of episodes of original content under our belt, we're going to throw a birthday bash featuring some of our very best friends from over the past 3 years. Starting next week, we're going to kick the celebration off with a special interview with the brains behind the operation, our very own director, Kristen Thompson, at the History Press, to get a special insight into the world of making and marketing the true crime books you love. Following that interview, we're going to check back in with some of our favorite guests to get an update on them and on the cases they've been researching and writing about. We'll have some promotions and giveaways so everyone can put on their party hat. And it's all going to culminate in an even bigger birthday bash, which we won't spoil here. For that, you'll have to stay tuned. But for now, we're just so thrilled to mark this milestone. And we wanted to say thank you again to all our partners at Evergreen and Arcadia, as well as to all of you out there in podcast land who have continued to support the show. We couldn't do this without you, and your listenership means more than we can say. So, we'll see you back here next week to kick things off for the 100th episode extravaganza. Until then, thanks as always. Crime Capsule. History so interesting, it's criminal.
Introduce you to Barry Clue, an authorised financial advisor from New Zealand and a very special kind of stain on humanity.
He was a very knowledgeable young guy.
He was a registered financial advisor.
Type of guy that was bending over backwards to help you.
Now, you could be forgiven for thinking that Barry sounds like a great guy, and you'd be right. Well, right up until the point when you're wrong.
It was all fictitious.
You stole from my son, who has a disability.
Chris never knew. He died believing that we're all taken care of.
A psychopath is somebody who lacks empathy, acts impulsively. I think there's a strong case that Barry might be all of those things, actually.
To find out how Barry Clue stole over $15 million from 81 victims, subscribe to Clueless, The Long Con. That's Clueless, spelt K-L-O-O-G-H-L-E-S-S.